The Iraq war logs were released by WikiLeaks over the weekend. Almost 400,000 field reports. These are basically brief reports, usually from soldiers, that detail events that were seen or heard about on the ground in Iraq. They're reporting back about things they know or things they heard about during combat in Iraq. And the newest documents released by WikiLeaks have raised some really serious questions about what the United States did or did not know in terms of torture that was occurring at the hands of Iraq's soldiers and officers and officials. Joining us now is UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, Manfred Novak. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
First of all, can you tell me, you probably haven't read 400,000 pages, but can you tell me what in the documents strike you the most? There were reportings that Iraq's officers and soldiers were beating prisoners, burning them, lashing them. In one case, Americans suspected that a prisoner was burnt with acid. What in there is perhaps surprising to you?
It is perhaps the amount and the brutality of the torture methods that have been used. But in principle, these new documents do confirm all the various allegations that we heard about torture and ill treatment by Iraqi security forces and militias during all those years.
So the United Nations has been receiving reports or accusations of torture for years now at the hands of Iraqi soldiers.
Yes, we have.
And this confirms them. So what is the next step here, and what is the United States' legal responsibility if it is in fact the case that the United States was aware that this torture was going on or suspected it and still handed prisoners over? Is the United States legally responsible?
I mean, first of all, of course, it's the responsibility of the Iraqi government. They have to investigate what happened and bring the perpetrators to justice. But secondly, the United States is responsible under the Convention Against Torture not to hand over any detainees to Iraqi security forces when they know that there's a serious risk of being subjected to torture. So also this practice should be investigated by the United States.
Well, the United States has signed the Convention on Torture, against torture. Iraq has not done so. If the UN was aware or suspected that these kind of things were going on, what was the United Nations' responsibility to intervene before this point?
I mean, I myself have asked repeatedly for being invited to carry out a fact-finding mission in Iraq. And already in 2006, I was invited by the Minister of Human Rights of Iraq, and I addressed the Bush administration to say, if I carry out a fact-finding mission, I also need access to detention facilities of the multinational forces. Finally, the British agreed, but the United States refused me access, and that was the reason why I did not carry out a fact-finding mission.
Well, you know, one of the things this reminds me of, Manfred Novak, is the Sabra and Shatila incident when Israel invaded and occupied Lebanon, and Palestinian refugees were in the custody of a militia that then carried out a massacre. Both Israel and the United Nations condemned and investigated that, and heads rolled inside Israel. Do you think this is comparable in some way, even though there was a much higher death toll inside Lebanon?
Of course it is, but if you draw the comparison to Iraq now, I mean, much more would have to be done, both on the one hand by the Iraqi government, but on the other hand also by the United States, in view of the fact that the United States, knowing that torture was systematically practiced in Iraq, handed over detainees to the Iraqi security forces. And a full investigation of that needs to be undertaken. And, of course, the United Nations is always ready to assist in these domestic investigations.
Well, let me ask you, Manfred Novak. I mean, you are the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture. The Iraq war, supposedly combat operations, are officially over. There is a war, though, that is still ongoing. And in Afghanistan, the United States will at some point have to hand control over to the Afghani government of prisoners as well. What can you change in the future just to make sure we're not in the situation again?
I mean, the main obligation, if you first enter a country, whether it is by assistance or by occupation, doesn't matter. And you, of course, have the right to detain persons. But before you leave, you have to make sure that the conditions in detention of domestic authorities are in line with basic international standards in order to be able then just to transfer those detainees. Otherwise, the persons would have to be released. But you can transfer to official detention facilities in another jurisdiction if you know that these persons face a serious risk of being subjected to torture. And that is exactly the situation that we are facing in Iraq.
Manfred Novak, UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, thank you very much.